and welcome to Poet's Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. I'll be reading from many different poets today on the subjects of fall and beautiful autumn. I'll start with To Autumn by John Keats. Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close-bosomed friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatched eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel, to set budding more and still more, later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cells. Who hath not seen thee oft amid thy store? Sometimes whoever seeks abroad may find thee sitting careless on a granary floor, thy hair soft lifted by the winnowing wind, or on a half-reaped furrow sound asleep, drowsed with the fume of poppies, while thy hook spares the next swath and all its twined flowers, and sometimes like a gleaner thou dost keep steady thy leaden head across a brook, or by a cider press with patient look thou watchest the last oozings hours by hours. Where are the songs of spring? Aye, where are they? Think not of them. Thou hast thy music too, while barred claws bloom the soft dying day and touch the stubble plains with rosy hue. Then in a wailful choir the small gnats swarm among the river sallows borne aloft, or sinking as the light wind lives or dies, and full-grown lambs loud bleat from hilly bourn. Hedge crickets sing, and now with treble soft the redbreast whistles from a garden croft, and gathering swallows twitter in the skies. Under the Harvest Moon by Carl Sandburg. Under the harvest moon, when the soft silver drips shimmering over the garden nights, Death, the gray mocker, comes and whispers to you as a beautiful friend who remembers. Under the summer roses, when the flagrant crimson lurks in the dusk of the wild red leaves, love, with little hands, comes and touches you with a thousand memories and asks you beautiful, unanswerable questions. Leaves by Lloyd Schwartz. Every October, it becomes important, no, necessary, to see the leaves turning, to be surrounded by leaves turning. It's not just the symbolism to confront in the death of the year your death, one blazing farewell appearance, though the irony isn't lost on you, that nature is most seductive when it's about to die, flaunting the dazzle of its incipient exit, and ending that, at least so far, the effects of human progress, pollution and acid rain, have not yet frightened you enough to make you believe is real. That is, you know this ending is a deception, because, of course, nature is always renewing itself. The trees don't die, they just pretend to go out in style and return in style, a new style. Is it deliberate how far they make you go, especially if you live in the city, to get far enough away from home to see not just trees, but only trees? The boring highways, road signs, high speeds, 10-axle trucks passing you as if they were in an even greater hurry than you to look at leaves. So you drive in terror for literal hours, and it looks like rain or snow, but it's probably just clouds, too cloudy to see any color. And you wonder, given the poverty of your memory, which road had the most color last year? But it doesn't matter, since you're probably too late anyway, or too early. Whichever road you will take is the wrong one, and you've probably come all this way for nothing. You'll be driving along depressed when suddenly a cloud will move and the sun will muscle through and ignite the hills. It may not last, probably won't last, but for a moment the whole world comes to and wakes up, proves it lives. It lives. Red, yellow, orange, brown, russet, ochre, vermilion, gold. Flame and rust. Flame and rust. The permutations of burning. You're on fire. Your eyes are on fire. It won't last. You don't want it to last. You can't stand anymore, but you don't want it to stop. It's what you've come for. It's what you'll come back for. It's what you'll come back for. It won't stay with you, but you'll remember that it felt like nothing else you felt, or maybe something you felt that also didn't last. Nothing Gold Can Stay by Robert Frost. Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold, her early leaf's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief, so dawn goes down today, nothing gold can stay. Autumn Leaves by Margaret Dramola. Mother gave birth to me in the fall, in the midst of grieving trees and withering leaves. Winter came home right after, accompanied by winds of solitude. My earliest memories revolved around cold weather, yet I remember meeting with summer before ever blowing out my first candle. I saw these same trees shimmer in full bloom. I saw their branches clothed in vivid green. Early on, I learned not to shed a tear when autumn leaves come, because I know that summer comes home through the shiver. Autumn by Maine Sassong. As autumn enters this land of rivers and lakes, even the fishes have become fat. From a small boat, I fling my fishing net and let it trail with the tide. This body's pleasure is also a debt we owe to our great king. Harvest Time by Emily Johnson. Pillowed and hushed on the silent plain, wrapped in her mantle of golden grain, wearied of pleasuring weeks away, summer is lying asleep today. Where winds come sweet from the wild rose briars and the smoke of the far-off prairie's fires, yellow her hair as the goldenrod, and brown her cheeks as the prairie sod. Purple her eyes as the mists that dream at the edge of some laggard sun-drowned stream. But over their depths the lashes sweep, for summer is lying today asleep. The north wind kisses her rosy mouth. His rival frowns in the far-off south, and comes caressing her sunburnt cheek. And summer wakes for one short week, awakes and gathers her wealth of grain, then sleeps and dreams for a year again. Poème d'automne by Langston Hughes. The autumn leaves are too heavy with color. The slender trees on the Vulcan Road are dressed in scarlet and gold, like young courtesans waiting for their lovers. But soon the winter winds will strip their bodies bare, and then the sharp, sleet-stung caresses of cold will be their only love. Russet by Kevin Young. I want to drink the day down. Maybe the next, the night first, we'll find our feet the floor. The blue beyond the window returns like a mother after work, collapsing into the living room. I'm home. I'm done being in love with what leaves autumn gathers. In the trees, russet, then tries not to fall asleep on the cold ground. God, it is hard being happy if you try. Instead, be like this slow yellow. Let go. My November Guest by Robert Frost. My sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Her pleasure will not let me stay. She talks, and I am fain to list. She's glad the birds are gone away. She's glad her simple worsted gray is silver now with clinging mist. The desolate deserted trees, the faded earth, the heavy sky, the beauties she so truly sees, she thinks I have no eye for these and vexes me for reason why. Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare December days before the coming of the snow. But it were vain to tell her so, and they are better for her praise. November by Edward Thomas. November's days are 30. November's earth is dirty. Those 30 days from first to last, and the prettiest thing on ground are the paths with morning and evening hobnails dented, with foot and wingtip overprinted, or separately charactered of little beast and little bird. The fields are mashed by sheep. The roads make the worst going. The best, the woods, where dead leaves upward and downward scatter. Few care for the mixture of earth and water. Twig, leaf, flint, thorn, straw, feather, all that men scorn, pounded up and sodded by flood, condemned as mud. But of all the months when earth is greener, no one has clean skies that are cleaner. Clean and clear and sweet and cold, they shine above the earth so old. while the after-tempest cloud sails over in silence, though the winds are loud. 'Tis the first full moon in the east looks at the planet in the west, and Earth is silent as it is black, yet not unhappy for its lack. Up from the dirty earth men stare. One imagines a refuge there above the mud, in the pure bright of the cloudless heavenly light. Another loves Earth and November more dearly, because without them he sees clearly. The sky would be nothing more to him than he in any case is to the sky. He loves even the mud, whose dyes renounce all brightness to the skies. Poem beginning with a line from It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, by poet Maggie Smith. Just look, nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see. The way the changed leaves, flapping their yellow underbellies in the wind, glitter. The tree looks sequined wherever the sun touches. Does anyone not see it, driving by a field of spray-painted sheep? I think the world is not all changed. The air still ruffles wool the way a mother's hand busies itself lovingly in the hair of her small boy. The sun lifts itself up, grows heavy treading there, then lets itself off the hook. Just look at it leaving. The sky, a tiger's eye, banded five kinds of gold and bronze, and the sequined tree, shaking its spangles like a girl on the high school drill team. Nothing but sincerity. It glitters whether we're looking or not. Yellow Landscape by Keith Ratzliff. I'm walking through goldenrod in new shoes. Shoes I got for a song, like the one I'm singing now, that pleases the cicadas, the one that would make Schubert cry. And I love the way the ash is the first tree always to turn, throw its hands up in the air and say, "Shoot me," like a tourist on the subway. Or the way Napoleon's troops burned the flag rather than surrender it, then drank the ashes in brandy. It didn't matter. It was still the same black feather on the tongue. They were still the same superior forces. So I'm singing for the ash and the cottonwood, then for the cowardly willow, for crows dying in their steeples, for shirts I should have never thrown out, the ones with destinations on their chests. I'm singing swan songs and torch songs, songs of the Chinese coffin pullers, of men standing on one leg of the birch outside my window, abducted by bagworms. The tree has wriggled one green leaf free, and it waves it goodbye like a hanky. Waves, "I'm all right. I'll be home, don't worry." And I've got leaves in my pocket for company. And I'm walking through the sunflowers and chicory of the autumnal Midwest. And I'm singing for my occasional friends, two Labradors who come bounding up. And I'm singing for the kid paid to walk them, but who's always late. Singing because I don't like dogs much. But these two include me as if I were still inclusionable. This isn't regret, but relief that again this year we will give up the chateau with a minimum of bloodshed. And the younger dog fetches cottonwood leaves, carries them soft lift in his mouth, the way I would if I were a dog by instinct. And I'm singing because who else but a dog could be so happy at finding me here? And I'm singing because yesterday I needed something to hold, and he laid his gold head in my hands. Autumn Leaves by Marilyn Chin. The dead piled up, thick, fragrant, on the fire escape. My mother ordered me again and again to sweep it clean. All that blooms must fall. I learned this not from the Tao, but from high school biology. Oh, the contradictions of having a broom and not a dustpan. I swept the leaves down, down through the iron grill, and let the dead rain over the Wong family's patio. And it was Achilles Wong who completed the task. We called her the one who cleared away another family's autumn. She blossomed, tall, benevolent, notwithstanding. November by Elizabeth Drew Stoddard. Much have I spoken of the faded leaf. Long have I listened to the wailing wind and watched it plowing through the heavy clouds. For autumn charms my melancholy mind. When autumn comes, the poets sing a dirge. The year must perish. All the flowers are dead. The sheaves are gathered, and the mottled quail runs in the stubble, but the lark has fled. Still autumn ushers in the Christmas cheer, the holly berries and the ivy tree. They weave a chaplet for the old year's bier. These waiting mourners do not sing for me. I find sweet peace in depths of autumn woods, where grow the ragged ferns and roughened moss. The naked silent trees have taught me this. The loss of beauty is not always loss. God's World by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Oh, world, I cannot hold thee close enough. Thy winds, thy wide gray skies, thy mists that roll and rise, thy woods, this autumn day, that ache and sag and all but cry out with color, that gaunt crag to crush, to lift the lean of that black bluff. World, world, I cannot get thee close enough. Long have I known a glory in it all, but I never knew this. Here such a passion is as stretched me apart. Lord, I do fear thou mad'st the world too beautiful this year. My soul is all but out of me. Let fall no burning leaf. Prithee, let no bird call. After Apple Picking by Robert Frost. My long two-pointed ladder sticking through a tree toward heaven still, and there's a barrel that I didn't fill beside it, and there may be two or three apples I didn't pick upon some bough. But I am done with apple picking now. Essence of winter sleep is on the night, the scent of apples. I am drowsing off. I cannot rub the strangeness from my sight I got from looking through a pane of glass I skimmed this morning from the drinking trough and held against the world of hoary grass. It melted, and I let it fall and break. But I was well upon my way to sleep before it fell, and I could tell what form my dreaming was about to take. Magnified apples appear and disappear. steam end and blossom end and every fleck of russet showing clear. My instep arch is not only keeps the ache, it keeps the pressure of a ladder round. I feel the ladder sway as the boughs bend, and I keep hearing from the cellar bin the rumbling sound of load on load of apples coming in. For I have had too much of apple picking. I am overtired, and the great harvest I myself desired. There were 10,000,000 fruit to touch, cherish in hand, lift down and not let fall. For all that struck the earth, no matter if not bruised or spiked with stubble, went surely to the cider apple heap as of no worth. One can see what will trouble this sleep of mine, whatever sleep it is. Were he not gone, the woodchuck could say whether it's like his long sleep, as I describe it, coming on, or just some human sleep. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, wishing you a blessed autumn. If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.